Hello, everybody. This is Jason Griffey at jasongriffey.net with another little audio boo podcast. Been a little while since I did one of these, but been a little crazy around the office and around my writing life and such. So been a little overwhelmed with things, but hopefully things are under control now. I am actually in a car, as I normally am when I'm doing these, and I am on the way to Nashville International Airport, which will then lead me to Chicago's O'Hare Airport. This weekend, I am oh, sorry about the cough there. Still recovering from a cold. Anyway, so this weekend I am heading to Chicago to be a part of the ALA, the American Library Association's Conference Planning Committee. For those of you who don't know, which is probably most people, frankly, because I had no idea until last year when I became chair of the LIDA Program Planning Committee. It's not exactly transparent how the sausage is made in the ALA, pretty much for lots of things, but especially for for things like the conference. It just kind of happens. Most people who attend don't really have a clear idea of how it got to that point. And of course, anything that large is an incredibly complicated system. I know a little more about the programming part of it now, having spent the better part of a year and a half trying to help LIDA's programming go more smoothly. As the chair of the program planning committee. So at the ALA level, what happens is you have the individual divisions, right? ALA, PLA, LIDA, PLA, ACRL, etc., who are responsible for their own programming. That is, they gather the information, they put out a call for programs, they vet the programs, they put together a schedule of the programs, etc. And then you have the roundtables, which do the same thing. The stakeholders then for each of the responsible parties, so the chairs of the various division program planning committees, get together sometime in the fall preceding annual conference. Last year it was in November. This year it's now. And hash out the larger kind of picture for the ALA annual conference. We more or less are locked in a hotel together for 24 hours. We sat in a hotel meeting room for 16 hours or so, and hash out pretty much the schedule. We all take our individual sets of programs, throw them on a calendar, look for no conflict times, track them, so we assign them to tracks. Just a ton of kind of detail-oriented stuff gets done in the course of a day, basically, over a weekend. There's a lot of things that could go more smoothly about this process, and there are things that I'm trying to talk about during the course of the process, so that hopefully we can get some effective change done in the way that things are handled. Number one on my list is setting no conflict times. There's the ALA promises the vendors in the exhibit hall that there will be times during which there will be no programs for a specific track. So if you're following the technology track, for instance, and there's a break on Friday from 3 to 5, the hope is that since there are no programs going on, you will go and mingle in the exhibitors hall. But those aren't set beforehand, so all of the divisions put their schedules together with no idea when the no conflicts might be. And then we get together and hash that out. I think that's a really inefficient way to do things. So, and there's other stuff, but I'm running up on the end of my time. So only got about 5 minutes for these. So maybe some more thoughts, and I'll maybe narrate the process a little bit as we go through it later today. So hope everybody has a great weekend. Bye.